Grace to and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation comes from our Old Testament lesson from Numbers chapter 11. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. This is our text. Well, happy Pentecost. You don't hear that phrase often, do you? Don't get any happy Pentecost cards or anything like that. But each year we mark, as Christians, the 50th day after Easter as Pentecost, that day when God sent his Holy Spirit on his disciples. And in our Christian minds, in our thinking, we think that that one day, 50 days after Easter, was the first Pentecost. But the reality is that Pentecost was established as a Jewish holiday way back in Leviticus chapter 23 when the Israelites were still at Mount Sinai. You see, Pentecost as a Jewish festival was intended to mark the beginning of the wheat harvest and to thank God for the first fruits of wheat that he had given them. And so what happened after Easter was that God used that established holiday when tons of guests would be in Jerusalem for that feast to further the faith and to spread the message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. As a matter of fact, when you read through the Bible, you find at least three times when God sent his Holy Spirit upon a group of people. The first time we see in our Old Testament lesson for today, Moses had led God's people out of Egypt, and they were still at Mount Sinai receiving God's instructions. You know, we have a tendency to believe that the Israelites arrived at Mount Sinai, that Moses went up on the mountain and got the Ten Commandments, and then they left. Well, the fact of the matter is that they were at Mount Sinai for the better part of 2 years. They received God's instructions. They received a portion of God's word. They received those Ten Commandments, and they were constructing and making the tabernacle. That was their place of worship, their representation of God's presence among them. But while they were there at Mount Sinai, they quickly realized that there was a problem. You see, Moses was just one person. And there were between 1.5 million and 3 million Israelites who we know were very much prone to complaining and groaning and causing troubles. And so what we see in our lesson for today, in response to the people's groaning at the beginning of the chapter, is that 70 elders are chosen, and they are imparted with the Holy Spirit so that they could take some of the burden off of Moses, God's chosen leader. And so we see those elders, they're gathering at the tent of meeting. God has taken some of the spirit off of Moses and divides it among those elders with the result that they prophesy, showing the fact that they indeed had the Holy Spirit. So you see, God didn't just pour out his Holy Spirit on the day that we know and mark as Pentecost, but he poured out his Spirit as early as Numbers chapter 11 as well. And so we see God pouring out the Spirit on Numbers 11. We see him pouring out the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. And we also see God pouring out his Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 10, Luke writes, "While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. And then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then they asked him to remain for some days. So there you got it. There are at least three times in the Bible that God's Holy Spirit is poured out on God's people. First, on the elders who would aid Moses. Second, on the disciples who would serve as God's witnesses of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And finally, also on those Gentiles who came to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So seeing these three occurrences where God has poured out his Holy Spirit brings me to wonder a little bit. Why doesn't God pour out his Holy Spirit like that on us today? I mean, here we are celebrating the anniversary of that historic event. Why doesn't God bless us with his Holy Spirit and let Pastor Ganey start speaking out in tongues? And why doesn't God give us the ability to prophesy and enjoy this special presence of God? I mean, after the challenges that we faced this last year, we could really use an uplifting experience like the Holy Spirit being poured out on us. Well, the one big difference between us today and those people involved in God pouring out his Holy Spirit on them so many years ago is that they didn't have the word and the sacraments like we do. To be sure, God poured out his Holy Spirit on those elders, Moses was just beginning to write those first five books of the Bible. And while the disciples would have known the Old Testament and heard that word preached in the synagogue, they certainly didn't have copies of the Old Testament sitting around their homes. And the same goes with the Gentiles. The Old Testament was around, and the disciples were starting to write the New Testament, but copies weren't accessible. They weren't prevalent. And so God did something spectacular. He poured out his Holy Spirit upon them. He let them prophesy. He let them speak in tongues. They needed the spectacular to validate the action. They needed the spectacular to show that it was real. Well, my dear friends, the activity of the Holy Spirit working through the Word and working through the sacraments is no less spectacular than the Holy Spirit being poured out on people with them prophesying and speaking in tongues. Through God's Word, we are given faith. And through God's Word and sacraments, our faith is strengthened and we are brought closer to God. Through God's Word, our sins are forgiven and we receive the gift of eternal life. So no, we may not prophesy. Pastor Ganey doesn't speak in tongues. But we are given the Holy Spirit and are strengthened in our faith and are given understanding about God and his work of salvation that those people really never had. God is spectacular. The work of the Holy Spirit in the Word and the sacraments is spectacular. And while those events only happen three times as recorded in the Bible, it happens for us every single day. We have access to God's Word every single day. And we have weekly access. That's W-E-E-K-L-Y, not W-E-A-K-L-Y. We have weekly access to the Lord's Supper. We daily remember our baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so, while those people recorded in the Scripture experienced Pentecost once, we have the ability to experience constant Pentecost. For each and every time we are connected with the Word and the sacraments, God's Holy Spirit is with us, working in our hearts, offering us forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation. And that is constant Pentecost. With ready access to God's Word, God's Holy Spirit is constantly working in us to bring us closer to God. God's Word and His sacraments are certainly spectacular, and they are a great blessing to our daily lives, and they are the very reason we get to experience constant Pentecost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.